Hi guys, this is another episode of the Cycle Podcast, and as you have been observing, we have been talking about child online protection, and this is a campaign by the Communications Authority, which the hashtag is Tuko Cybersmart, Wezi Tucheza. Now last week we had a very intense conversation with different stakeholders in the industry. So we had a conversation with guys from Safaricom, we had a representative from Childline Kenya, we had cyber security experts, bwana, wakawambia how you go all about the protecting your passwords, protecting your phone from being hacked. And we also had a team from CA. The team from CA was so fun, man. They educated us. And I remember the stories they were just telling us, which I'm going to be sharing some of them with my team today. Now, on today's episode, we're going to be discussing the role of parents in ensuring that, in ensuring that children are protected on the online spaces. Now, CA did a research and they found that the best parents currently right now in Kenya is Sue and Dan, and they're the guys that we have on the show right now. So I'm going to start from the farthest left. She's called Sue, and then she's going to introduce herself. Sue, hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling today?
Fine, thank you.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
So you can introduce yourself to the guys, just say your name, what you do, anything you feel like is just relevant, even if it's a slogan, throw it in.
Okay, so my name is Susan Njoki.
Yeah.
I am a parent
to
a 7-year-old female child. And I'm excited to be here today, and I'm looking forward for more interactions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Boy or a girl?
Female, a girl.
A girl.
Yes.
Karibu sana. Can't wait to learn the hacks, because some of us bado tutafika kwa your space, bado tunaogopa. Oh my god, Leona school fee structure juzi karibu ni faint. Like, you know, and the way CBC is making parents now, you also have to be a mechanic, you have to be a baker. Like, we're gonna discuss all that, not all that stuff, but we're gonna discuss more about kids. And to the middle we have Dan, how are you?
I'm fine.
Karibu sana kwa show.
Asante, asante.
Can tell guys your names, what you do.
So my name is Daniel Nyaga.
Yeah.
I work as a program officer, Kenya Christian Professions Forum.
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to be here today to discuss this issue.
Yeah.
It's something that has affected my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this is a good opportunity to be here.
Yeah.
Especially now that my child is young, but also have a brother,
mm-hmm,
who is in his teenage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so it has really affected some in our family.
Yeah.
So it's a nice opportunity to raise awareness to the people,
yeah,
and see how you can be able to save other children,
yeah,
from going through what my brother went through.
Karibu sana kwa show, man.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, guys, for your time. You guys were very punctual. So let's get straight to it, man. Dan, first of all, you didn't tell us, how old is your child?
So mine is mudogo sana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my child is less than a year old. Less than a year. But I have a brother who,
yeah,
I'm the guardian.
Ah,
yeah, so I take care of my brother.
Yeah.
The age gap is quite huge.
Yeah.
The age gap of 17 years.
Oh, so how old is the brother? I'm guessing is 17.
No, 12.
Your brother is 12?
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
So, kwa ile stage.
Yeah.
Hapo 12, kwanza ndio watu wanafanya watch kabisa.
Yeah, yeah.
So, karibuni, man. So, how is it, I will start with you, Susan, how is it parenting in this digital era? You know, kitambo ilikuwa just smoke signals, moto, runners, watoto wanaenda kuchunga ngombe. Now they are so smart, you have a smart TV, you have a laptop, you have a phone. These kids, in fact, last week we had a slogan where we were saying, before they can crawl, they can scroll. I'm poetic, guys, I'm very poetic. So how is it parenting in this era?
Thank you so much for the question.
Yeah.
And I must admit,
mm-hmm,
it's not as easy as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with online gadgets,
yeah,
it has made parenting more difficult,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're actually not aware of what exactly is expected of you to protect your child,
yeah,
online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, for example, the TikTok, everyone has it. Yeah?
Everyone.
My daughter is only 7, and she can't wait for the day we'll have this challenge tomorrow. And she'll say, oh, I want the beauty face. I want you to, like, have makeup on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
And at the same time, when we as parents are not aware of how we can support our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, I think it's a good thing. It's encourage creativity.
Yes.
But when we as parents, we are not aware of what is expected of us to balance these two, then it makes parenting a bit difficult. Mm-hmm. And again, it exposes our children to a lot of risks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's already looking forward to the day when she'll join TikTok.
She
is assuming she's already on TikTok.
She waits for mommy
okay
for a TikTok challenge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she can't wait for Saturday afternoon because that's when we have all the time to do this.
Yeah,
yeah,
must be crazy, man. You know, like growing well, see, I didn't use Sana, but like I didn't grow up with it. This, like, you know, these kids are crazy mad in digital, you know, like everything for them is a gadget. For us, our biggest threats were. Watch kid to cut the beat. I remember one time, because like secular music was banned in our house. Then one time we had our cousins come over for just to live with us. And then, you know, then they were singing secular music. So I was like, maybe, you know, maybe I should also go with the groove. And I remember saying, well, toka tu kwa yu mlango wakienda, my mom, she almost killed me. I almost died. She really beat us up. So I can already see the contrast, because now if I was growing up in this time right now, then my challenges would totally be different. How about you, Dan? How is it, I know, being a guardian also to a child who's growing up in a very tech-savvy environment, how is it for you?
I think one thing we need to know about these kids is that they are smarter than us. For us, maybe you are smart, but they are smarter.
Yeah.
I remember during our time when you grew up, it's when we learned about shame. I think you are the first generation to come up with shame.
Yeah.
So you'll find if it's kuja, we will say najaku.
That's
how we used to manipulate this.
You turn it backwards.
Yeah. Then we brought the issue of Buddha, Masa.
Mm-hmm.
And now this was my brother. There was a time we were just in the house and he was trying, they were two. And they were having a chat, both of them, and I tried to comprehend what they were saying. I could not get anything.
It's like the CIA almost.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm bogey, I don't know what. Yeah. And a neighbor happened to have bought a car. So I said, hey, you jirani amebuy karai. So, can they just sit down and discuss a karai? Is it the normal karai?
Is it the normal basic?
Yeah. So that's where I through the interactions, I came to know that this guy is smarter than us.
Yeah.
And also when it comes to the issue of internet, the issue of phones and TVs.
Yeah.
I remember when my brother was 5 years old, he would come, if your phone had a problem, he would come and help you.
5 years old?
Yeah. So currently for him dealing with laptops, there was a day he came, opened the laptop with screwdrivers, he was able to fix some sort of issues there, and the laptop worked. And he has never been to any school of the issue of IT and everything. So that's when I realized that they are smarter than us, and it's upon us as parents also to work with. They say when the going gets tough, is it when the tough gets?
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Yeah.
So we also need to be smarter. Otherwise, it's a generation that we might lose this generation if we just remain silent.
Yeah.
And if we don't, especially the issue of IT and technology. We need to advance our technology to be able to counter every step that they make.
And that's the reason we're having this conversation, because we don't want there to be a huge disconnect between the kids and the parents.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast also is to educate the parents on how they can go about protecting their kids on the online space without being super, super, super strict. You know, there's a level of strictness that now it's like mtoto ni kama tu wako jela. You know, like I remember we'd grow up and some of the kids were with in school. For them, all come and go easy between the Illuminati or secular music, Illuminati, TV colored, Illuminati, you know. And then, you know, but I feel like those kids are now, it's like, and you see also, once they go to high school, you will not be there to police them. And most of the guys when you're at high school, all come cheesy. And when you were primary, they were so calm, collected, but now they have the freedom. So let's start with you, Suzanne. What are some of the challenges you've experienced during this period where you're trying to protect your child in the online space, or if you have had an encounter with your child and you're like, wow, I need to really keep up with this speed?
Yes. So thank you.
Yeah.
I think the challenge that I can remember for now, it's about sexuality and online, technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we all grew up, our parents told us, you know, the baby is gotten from the supermarket, and you know, like having a sexuality topic with a child is very difficult when you are a parent, and so my daughter has always been asking, where do you get babies from? I'm like, yeah, the doctor cuts your stomach and then you bring out the baby. Until a few weeks ago, and she tells me, Mom, why did you lie? Children are not gotten from the cuttings.
Okay.
And for me, that was a wake-up call. Like, where did you get this information from? Who showed you this? And I followed it up. I said, no, I just watched something. Somebody came with a phone and we were all watching how babies are born. And for me, that was a wake-up call. And it was a real challenge because as a parent, when you're not prepared to have such a conversation with your child, it's difficult. But then again, I realized it's a wake-up call. And we have actually to talk about it now. Yeah, because you don't want it, you don't want your daughter or your child or your son to get this information from other people again. So it was a challenge. I had to clarify what I had said earlier and link it up to what she saw. And of course, give age appropriate facts. And the challenge is, as much as we are trying as parents, this information is not with everybody else in the society.
So first of all, did you find out who this person was who brought the phone?
Was our first cousin, who's about 17 years old and has a phone.
Okay, so in most instances, actually, I've heard that some of this content is introduced to the younger kids by people who are closer to them, but a bit older. That must have been crazy. Last week, we had a lady from the Communications Authority. She was telling us a story about her daughter. And her daughter was telling her about this story in school. This lady who was caught, this child was caught, I think, watching graphic videos online. And then the daughter concluded that story by telling the mom, if only she had cleared her history. And you know, the mom is like, so wait. So you've been clearing your history. So they're not as dumb as sometimes you might imagine them to be. That, yeah. Have you had an instance where you've now encountered with some of this online, let me call it online madness or content that's not appropriate for children? And how did you deal with it? Can you give us an example?
Okay, with the digital era. And I think in every household you go right now, able to access internet, and phones are there, the TVs are there, all connected to internet. So when my brother got I think it was at 10, I bought a phone, bought him a phone
for him,
so that he could talk with the people around, just a few people, because we don't stay with our dad, and also my mom and dad are far, but they work in different places. So during this time, I happen also to have interacting with people around, our cousins, our uncles, all this. So one day, my mom complained when I went home. My mom complained that her phone, the memory is full, and it's a 64 GB memory. So I wondered
what should she be saving.
And when I looked at the storage, there were just a few songs, few gospel songs, a few pictures, and all that. I still kept wondering what this in the phone. So as I was trying to figure out how to clear the space, I decided, why don't I go to YouTube? So at YouTube, I found there are so many videos.
Because you can download some videos on YouTube offline.
So you can download and watch later.
Yeah.
So I realized when my brother downloaded more than 200 videos.
Gospel music?
No. It was more of pornography, things. Mothers giving birth, all sort kind of things. And at first when I saw this, I just went down there. I looked at him and he asked me, Then I asked him, where did you get these things? How did you know how to operate to navigate
the side of the internet,
download the videos.
Yeah,
he told me it's a cousin of mine who introduced him to all this and showed him how to download. So there he has been downloading them and sharing now with his peers. So at one point I remember there was a time it was around December. So in December we usually go home, invite people to come and visit us. It's a time to have
family time.
So I realized that my brother will go at a distance where they will sit down now in his body and you will see them keenly watching the phone.
Really focused.
Yeah. So that's when I was able to know that this is what they have been watching.
Yeah.
It was very bad for me. I felt really sad. Yeah, but I said it's now time for me to also create awareness to people. That people need to know the enemies from within.
Yeah.
Children get exposed to these things mostly from their relatives. And it's good that you be aware of the people who are around you, around your children.
Yeah.
And also you need to educate your children that they should not trust anybody. But if it's your brother, your sister, or your uncle, they should not just trust them that way.
So, Dan, let me come to you with an example. So how, for a parent who's watching this and they found, maybe in an instance or two, they found themselves in such a situation where they found their child watching this content that's not appropriate for children, how should they go about it and how did you go about it?
Okay, for me, one of the things I did now with the phones, I was able to sync the both phones. Where I use Gmail, so I connected them with my Gmail, whereby I can be able to monitor what they do. So if it's about browsing, whatever it accesses through the other side, I'm able to see and know what it's doing. If it's about YouTube, I was also able to set Google as a good feature on parenting, parental control. So you can also be able to set what the children will access under YouTube.
How does that work, the parental control for Wale Wenyedi? No clue for that.
So for me, I shared this out with a colleague of mine who happened to the daughter also went through the same thing. So he guided me. There is a way you set. There are settings you set in under the Google Parenting.
Yes.
Where you choose the age of your child.
Mm-hmm.
Then through the age, where videos which are uploaded in YouTube, they you're able to say if it's for kids or for adults.
Yes, yes.
So once you set that, all videos that are for adults, they will not be accessible. And also now when you sync even the browser, if it's Gmail, the Google or the Firefox, whatever browser they will use, you'll be able to see what they were able to
watch.
But also, as you have said, there are those who are cyber smart.
so
they will delete this. So I think for me, it's a homework. I will have to go and do more research to know now how will I prevent them from deleting. Because I'm sure it's just a matter of time when they will be able to discover this and now start deleting the footprints.
Can imagine. So, Susan, how do you handle this yourself? How the day, for example, now your child was like, "Mom, we need a ganya." I don't know why kids, especially when they're growing up, the first question they want to know is where do kids come from? Like, it's like standard universal question for all kids. So how did you handle that instance?
Let me say, I'm a modern mom.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also I really believe in the old style of parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
I believe in
my mom's clapping right now.
Yeah, the kiboko and also this modern style of parenting. Yeah, let me say so. So, the first thing was, of course, normal phones, which I am not so sure if it still works because I don't know what they do when I'm not there. Yeah, but I think I had to. I started also. You know, we had to give orders about no and threats at the same time. Yeah, usikienda hapo. You know, and I miss her when she was a baby. When she was five, was you know four. I would tell her they are doodles.
Yeah.
And you see, there are those viruses. You know, that are grown, and I'm telling them. I mean, I was telling her these things might come out of the phone.
Mm.
But as she grows old, I've realized I need to change that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Threats and nini are no longer working right now. And so it's about having a better discussion. But honestly, I really don't know how to go about it. Because the phone is here, the internet is here. I leave my phone here. She knows how to go to YouTube. She knows the password. She knows everything.
Yeah.
And so I think we need a lot of information or education on how best we can protect them. Because honestly, sahi, threats na nini are no longer working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sahi too, and I might not take my phone everywhere I'm going.
Yeah.
At some point, they'll have access to my phone. So
yeah,
we can maybe have a better discussion about this. Apart from kuchukua simu, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from
threats and intimidation.
Threats and intimidation. Apart from, switching off the lights and no one can access any digital gadget in the house. What else can we do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we want them also to learn at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to add on that,
yeah,
I think it's also good for us to realize and to accept the fact that we are two different generations.
Very.
We grew up in the old school way. Now,
yes,
for the kids, their life is more on the digital space. So we cannot take this away from them.
Yeah.
It's more of, it's either you choose how you adapt with these, find ways in which you can help them, other than preventing them from accessing the phones and all this.
Yeah.
We need to be open with them, expose them to the right content, what they need to know. Because they say, as we have seen what Corona, COVID has done to us, we are now in the virtual world, the digital world. Everything has been digitalized. So blocking them or preventing them from this space also will be somehow...
it's not going to work.
It will affect them negatively.
Because also some schools and so learning went online.
Online.
So they have to know how to use to use that. Yes. So Susan and Dan, let me ask you, do you guys know how to report such incidences? Like if you find a child watching that video that's not correct, or if somebody's also trying to hit on a minor, or somebody's trying to talk to them in a way that's not necessarily appropriate, do you know how to report such matters? Let's start with that.
Okay, for me, I know there is a division under the CID that works with the children protection.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've worked with a few people from that department.
Yeah,
so I know there's a way in which you can engage the security people and the DCI to help you in such things.
Yeah.
But I'm sure not all people, not everyone knows this.
Yeah.
And there are others who have found themselves in such situations.
Yeah.
They just go silent. You don't know what to do, where to go.
To report to.
Yeah, you report to. And also sometimes you find that the police themselves, you might go to the police to report such an incident, they will ask you, simu unanunulia mtoto ya nini? Yeah. Ulimunulia so pambana na hali yako. I have had such incidents where someone reported and they were chased away from the police.
Because police also, some of them don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and but also, I like what you said about the DCI. There's actually a department at the DCI that's in charge and responsible for child online protection. It's a very active department, and I'm going to also be sharing another one. So Susan, if you know another one, please, 20 kids.
Okay. So from experience, what I've actually taught my child is actually to report to me, or the teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, trusted adult, yeah?
Yeah.
So, but once it gets to the teacher, I don't know how they handle it, but when it comes to me, definitely I handle it in a different way. And so for me, I know I can report to 116, but any other way I am not so sure. But I also see a report button on the Facebook or the YouTube.
Yes,
but I'm not so sure how it works.
Is that, but then also if first of all, I like that you mentioned the toll free number, the 116. So if you have an incident where a child is being abused, either physically or online, you can report that on a toll free number, which is 116. Or you can download an app called KSAT. KSAT is an application by Communications Authority of Kenya. So if your child gets a link that's not correct, or if somebody shares a video that's just wrong, if you report that incident on KSAT, the communications authority will be able to take it up, then they can share that with the DCI. KSAT. K, okay, and then apostrophe like this, SAT, like certificate.
Oh,
not with certificate for ERC, IRT, KSAT.
KSAT.
Yeah, I'm going to be sharing that on the video right now. You can see it popping up. So as we wind up, and you guys have been an amazing sport during this interview, what three things can you say have worked for you as you protect your child in the online space? Let's start with Susan.
Okay, for me,
yeah.
One thing apart from the threats,
and intimidation,
information, yes, like we have bad people looking, and they might get you. So information, you said three things.
Just three, or come and say three. You know, some ability,
Information, giving information to the child, and again, after I found the cousin that had shared that video, we really had to have. We had a candid discussion that this is not accepted, and it's so frustrating when as a parent I'm trying to protect a child and you're here damaging a child. She's not mature enough to handle such information for now. You could be 18 and your brain is ready for all this, but she's still 7 or 6 years, so her brain is not ready for all this. So we also had a candid discussion with the cousin. And then again,
the
third
then
one.
Then you can give us 3, 6, 10, 15, whatever tips you have to share with the public.
I think for me, one of the things that we need to know is that as much as we consider ourselves the old generation, we need to keep us updated on the technological advances that we have. With the issue of TikTok, what's TikTok? Don't just be there as you said.
Somebody Illuminati, the last days.
Kisikia mtoto ametaja hiyo, just go, try to find out, what's this thing, what's TikTok, what's that? Because I remember there was a time my phone, I had the TikTok, then a friend of mine asked me, hey Buddha, I don't know about TikTok.
Let's see, we'll come down.
Yeah.
So, at a job in your Play Store, App Store.
Yes, all that. So we need to keep ourselves updated with all this. And number two, we need also to know, as they say, there is a phrase that says charity begins at home. This is a double-edged thing.
Sure.
Yeah, so you find in as much as you are doing trying to protect your children, also be aware that the enemy is from within. For me, I face them openly. I tell them, even to my cousins, my nephews, my nieces, I usually tell them, I know nyinyi mkienda huko nje mkisoma mambo mtaletea watoto wetu. So you challenge them and you tell them that you know
from
that
the
also
inside.
You let them know that they're also a threat
to
your people. So once they know that, at least they are able to take all the precautions and also they won't. I think even if the devil tries to come to your house, I think once you approach him, that devil face to face atatoroka hata kuja hivyo. So those are the two things that we need to know. Also even in schools, also it's also good to monitor the friends that your children have, know your parents, their parents, that is also be discussing, be having these discussions with the other parents. Sometimes mko mnapatana mnaongea, go for a coffee nini hivyo, mnaongea your child akona hii akona hii akona hii, because for us we grew up as watoto wa jamii, community children. So if you go to some place, then just a stranger meets you doing some kind of illegal things, he will discipline you. But now we have left that just to the father and the mother. We need to go back to the older ways where we now work together as parents. If you hear someone's child or daughter has got a problem, see how you are going to manage this.
Because
if you give a blind eye to that, it will come.
It will come back and haunt you.
So parenting should be something that is communal. We take care of our children. And just as we end up, it's also good to know, it's not only about access to this age-appropriate thing. There's also the issue of the criminals. We have our committee. There was a time I was just in the house. I happened to have shared my M-Pesa PIN number with my brother. Sometimes utamtuma tu unamwambia enda hapo withdraw pesa.
It's very adventurous. He seems like a fun person.
So one day he received a call from this anonymous number, and the guy informed him, nimekutumia pesa 10,000 kwa line yako, nirudishie. So my brother, he was just alone in the house. Amekaa hapo, ameanza kutapatapa. I had left my phone in the house. The guy akamwambia, do you have a phone, an M-Pesa line? My brother told him, yes, but haina kitu. And akamuliza, do you have another phone there where you can access? Akasema ndio. Enda chukua hiyo, rudisha hiyo pesa. Yeah. So by the time I was coming back, I found my brother at the M-Pesa and asked him, what are you doing? Sema ni huyu, because he was on phone and also holding my phone.
Also, ulimpata in the act.
Yeah.
About to transfer 10,000 shillings to come
into. What are you doing? Kasema ni huyu anasema amenitumia pesa na ananiambia nimrudishie. I asked him, amekutumia kwa simu yako ama yangu? Kwa simu yangu, lakini ananiambia nitumie. Yeah. So we need to know, it's not about the issue of pornography and everything, there is this other side.
Yeah.
Also, there was a time, I think it was in the news, where someone organized a sex party, and was able to invite teen young girls through Facebook. So we need to know all these things, and let's do our best to protect our children. They are our children, we should love them, and at the same time, let's protect them.
Yeah,
it's a different generation.
Yeah,
lakini lazima tukue smart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes, Susan, please.
Yes. Again.
Yeah.
The on preventive measures. Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
I think it's critical for us to understand that children emulate what we do, and so what we do is what they're going to do. So as parents, what we are watching, what they're finding on our phones, what we are teaching them is right and wrong is exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
See, like we are sitting down and we're watching something, let's could be not sexual, but even very abusive, you know.
Yeah.
What are we teaching these children? That it's okay to sit down and watch this? No. Let's lead from example. And then at the same time, it's important that we remind parents that information or online information can never replace or replace our roles as parents. There's a lot of information online, good and bad, and that should not replace our role
as parents.
We still have a role of clarifying the information that they are getting online.
True.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for just sparing your time to come educate us and to share your experiences. I think parenting is really a serious responsibility. Good job on just doing it so far. God bless you guys. So guys, this series, we have been dealing with child online protection, and this episode, we were dealing with the role of parents in ensuring that their kids, or the kids of everyone, as Dana said, that we can't say that you're only in charge of your children. It's a communal thing that you need to do. Even as a responsible adult, you're in charge, or it's your responsibility to ensure that kids are protected. So if you also see kids moving into sites that are not okay, or there's a link going around that the content is inappropriate, please report it to KSAT or the DCI. Thank you so much for watching this video. Make sure you subscribe. God bless you and have a blessed week.